Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. That was Sax and Roger. I Want to Be Your Man. Okay. It's been a beautiful day here today again. But it's also a sad day for me. I lost one of my friends and Blog Talk Radio colleagues. So let's take a moment of silence to, you know, give her a little prayer. Okay. Now, as you know, our shows are for the mature listening audiences only because we discuss sex and other social topics here. topics we don't discuss are religion and politics. We also have both fascinating guests in our studios. If you are listening to this show and you're not age appropriate, we will not be responsible for our guests or conversations that may influence you. And, you know, I hope everybody's having a beautiful evening and, you know, live life. Okay, you have to bear with me because, like I said, I'm going through something right now, but we are going to get through this show because we have a fascinating guest, as we usually do on all of our shows. But I'm going to first bring in our co-hosts and let them give you guys a hello. Good evening, every co-host that's on the show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Gail.
Everybody. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How's everybody?
How's
Dino?
Hey, what's up? Dino. Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are here to see. You know, so we're going to get through this like I had mentioned, but I want to just say this. You know, every day is not promised to us. The next moment is not promised to us. You know, so you have to do what you have to do. Live your life to the fullest as if it's your last day. You know, let your loved ones know that you love them, people that you may have had a beef with, squash it, you know, because life is so short and so precious. You know, we just have to live it, you know, with everything we got, you know. So
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, because we're just not promised the next moment. You know, people think of the next day. We're not promised next moment, you know, and we're truly blessed any morning that we wake up, regardless to how far of the day we may think it is, rain, snow, sleet, and hell, but trust and believe it's a good day to wake up into, you know, because some people don't make it to the next day, or like I said, the next moment. So with that being said, we're going to get, you know, this show on the road, as I promised, because we do have a very fascinating guest in our studio. She's Sandra Fidelis. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. She is a dating coach and speaker who helps high-achieving women recognize the absolute treasures they are to their ideal man. She got knee-deep in topics such as philosophy, energy psychology, spirituality, and communication with top industry experts and discovered a practice that merges institute with universal laws to create life-altering results for their clients. Sandra empowers women to shift how they view themselves and to redefine what they believe they deserve in every area of life. She creates groundbreaking virtual programs for women all over the world, helping them obliterate the obstacles that are standing in their way of leading this delight. She is the co-author of the book, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. Now, doesn't that sound good? So we're going to bring Sandra in, right, and get this show on the road. Okay. Good evening, Sandra. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome, dear. But as I mentioned, you know, I'm really going through some little changes right now, but we are going to get this show, you know, moving because, you know, it's, our shows are good and we just got to keep it moving. Now, tell us
sorry
a little
for your
bit.
Loss.
Pardon?
So sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you, dear. Can you tell us a little bit more about Sandra, you know, how you became being a love coach and author and, you know, the different things of your life?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it started out with the end of a relationship that wasn't going very well. And it made me actually look in the mirror and figure out what it was that I really wanted in a relationship and what it was going to take for me to get it. And so that began my journey. And through that journey, I actually discovered a coaching practice where I teach women the same process that I went through to go from, you know, relationship after relationship that was just not fulfilling to a fulfilling relationship.
Okay, so it's more sort of things that lessons learned that you went through.
What were some of the lessons learned? Well, in terms of choosing a mate, definitely doing the internal work before you get involved with someone. So what that means is that you really should look at your patterns of relationships. Usually what happens is that we date the same person with the same, we have the same issues in relationships that come up over and over again, but it's just a different person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in a different body. But what happens is that what drives that is our paradigm, our love paradigm, the way that we feel about love, the way that we, what we think we deserve in relationships. And so before you really start looking for somebody, that's the work that needs to be done. You need to figure out what your patterns in relationships have been, so that you're able to make those shifts in order to attract somebody who is a better partner to you going forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so say like a person who constantly, what if a person can't shift that gear? You know, a person who constantly gets into bad relationships and, you know, keep going through the same thing over and over and over. How do you get them in the mindset of shifting that gear and going in a different direction?
Well, the work that I do involves us looking at, you know, the mindset and the limiting beliefs that are driving your experience in love. So really going deep and figuring out, you know, what is the story that you've bought into that is creating this experience that you're having in your relationships. And the way we do that is by is through a process where we, like I said before, look at previous relationships. We look at how your parents or your caretakers interacted with one another. All of that creates your paradigm for relationships, sort of like the blueprint for the relationships that you have going forward. And so that's the beginning of the process. And so once we identify what that is, then we have the material to work with it and start shifting it. And the work that I do, I work with emotional freedom technique. It's called, it's short for emotional freedom technique, or EFT. And basically what that is it's sort of like acupuncture for your emotions. And so you're clearing out some of those limiting beliefs that have kept you stuck in repeating the same patterns in relationships. Mm. So once you identify what those are, then you can begin to shift them with tools such as EFT and other tools as well.
Okay. All right. So do you work with men as well as women? Or
no,
just women?
The work that I do is mainly for with women. I mean, I have worked with men, but it's mostly with women.
Okay. So have you had anybody who hasn't had a breakthrough?
Yeah, of course, you know, because you have to actually do the work, right? You can't just not show up and not actually do the work and expect to have results. But if you do the work and you go through the process, it's inevitable that you're going to, you know, shift yourself internally and in turn attract a different person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you have seminars or workshops?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they're mostly virtual. What I've done over the past couple of years is mostly multi-speaker events. So I host telesummits and webinars, and they're virtual retreats where, you know, they're, you know, from one day long to a month long, and it's sort of like an academy for relationships, and we look at topics such as, you know, how to attract the right person, how to become the right person so that you can be more magnetic to somebody who's also on the same level. And so those are some of the things that we cover in the virtual events that I host.
I think that's a good point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Gail.
Go on.
I said I think it's a good point because it took me until I was in my mid-40s to figure out that I was, being attracted to the wrong type of men. And it happened to be my third husband. And it was weird because he was so different from the men that I had, had relationships with, but he was the best. And it took me a long time to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It does take a while. It's unfortunately, it's not something that most people pick up on in their 20s. You know, it's something that takes you quite a while to get to that conclusion that, hey, I'm dating or I'm marrying the same type of person over and over, and I need to figure out why that is.
So you spoke of how to attract persons. Just how does that process work? How do you go about doing that and knowing that it is a person?
Well, the first step in the process is really what we were just talking about. It's uncovering all of the limiting beliefs that you have, all of the stories, all of the paradigms that are keeping you stuck, attracting the type of relationships that really don't work for you, and then using whatever modality or, you know, whatever method you feel is best, or if you're working with a coach, whatever method they use to move forward and help you, get past some of those blocks. And then you have to identify ideally who you really want. And it's not just identifying who you want, like on paper, like writing down all of their qualities. It's really connecting to the feeling of the relationship. Like, how do you want to experience this relationship? Who do you want to attract? Like, what do you guys want to do together? You know, and really keeping that, that vision alive as you are out there dating. And then, you know, the next step is actually to put yourself out there and open as many doors as possible for this person to walk into your life. Because if you're not, dating, if you're not open to allowing somebody into your life, it's going to be really difficult, you know, for them to find you at home, sitting on your couch. So you have to actually put forth effort and open up all of the doors available to you to meet somebody once you've done this work.
Right, right. And like you had mentioned, you can't sit home on the couch waiting for Mr. Right. You have to make yourself available and, you know, go to places where Mr. Right may be. Now, you also mentioned how to become the right one. How did that process?
It's really about living a life that you love, you know, and doing living a life that you're passionate about. And that's so magnetic, especially in terms of, you know, women. Men are so attracted to a woman who's, you know, living a life where she's really happy, because ultimately, you know, your man's going to want to make you happy, and if you're already happy, then that makes his job a lot easier. So really becoming, creating a life that you really love and being in your strength, you know, as a woman, that's the way that you elevate yourself, so that you're vibrating at a level where you can attract somebody who's there as well.
Okay. All right. So, what is the age range of your clients?
Most of my clients are between the ages of 30 and I would say maybe late 40s, but I have worked with some clients who are in their 50s and 60s and even in their 20s, but most of them are in that range, 30 to late 40s.
Okay, let me ask, this may be a little bit off topic, but when a person meets up with someone and, you know, feel that they are, you know, in love with them, what gives them that feeling and how do they know it's really love?
Yeah, that's a really good question because, you know, people often confuse chemistry for love, and chemistry is really just that chemical reaction that you have to somebody that you're really attracted to that happens
mm-hmm.
when you first meet them, right? So you don't have enough
mm-hmm.
information to know whether or not you love this person, right? So I would say that chemistry, that initial spark that you feel, is most likely not love.
Okay.
It's a lustful feeling that they, I used to think that they would mix with love or mistake it for love.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. And I think that that's one of the big mistakes that women make is getting involved too quickly and not doing your homework.
Mm.
Once you do that, it's really hard to go back because, you know, you're emotionally involved and you've given your heart away to somebody who may not be the best match for you, but because there was such strong chemistry in the beginning and you believed that it was love, you dove in head first into this exclusive relationship with them. So I think that it's important. Love is something that I think grows with time, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that you find out over time whether or not there can be that love connection.
Well, what about the old adage, love at first sight? So is that possible, or is that just an adage or a cliche? You know, somebody said, I love you from the first moment I saw you. And sometimes these people are together for years and years. So is that possible?
I believe that, it can be possible. But I think that what happens is that, you know, it really is that chemistry that we're talking about. But
mm-hmm.
it grows into something concrete. Right? So those two people have what it takes to have a great relationship, and they have that initial chemistry. So they may
mm-hmm.
think, oh, this is love at first sight, but they don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I would lean towards it being more of a chemistry situation that just works out really, really well.
Okay.
Let me ask you what your feelings would be let me correct my question. What would your suggestion be for those ladies who confuse that lustful feeling for love, and how would you direct them to focusing more on thought process as far as when they feel like they can't get out of a situation because they feel like I'm so in love with this person and I've fallen head over heels, but they know that this is not the right person or not a healthy relationship. What would your suggestion be for their process in getting out of that situation and not putting their feelings first?
Yeah, that's a really tough one. You know, because, you know, as I was saying before, once you're involved with somebody and you're, especially women, when we're emotionally involved with somebody, it's difficult to backtrack. So what I would say is if you're already in the situation, to really take some time, maybe take, you know, a few days or some time away from the actual person and the relationship to do some soul searching. And to figure out what you want in a relationship and to compare that to what you're getting, right? And it's not, no one's saying that it's going to be easy for you to walk away, but at least giving it some space will give you a little bit of perspective, and you can look at things dispassionately versus being, you know, having to make those decisions while you're in the thick of that relationship.
Have you seen the woman who really, really is in love, and the person that she's in love with really hurts her, and then afterwards she refuses to really love again the way that she should?
Oh my gosh, that's like most of the people, the women that I work with, and that's, and it's not always conscious, you know, like there's a lot of fear. Like if you've been single for a while, the reason, most of the time, the reason is because there's some fear there. There's some underlying fear because you've been hurt, because you're afraid to experience whatever it is you've experienced before. So you put these unconscious blocks up, and you, in whatever way you sabotage being in a relationship, you do it, and it's because of the underlying fear you have of being in a relationship again, of being seen intimately by somebody again. So, yeah, all the time, I see that all the time.
Wow. Those are, well, would you say those are scorned women who really don't want to get back out there and put their trust in somebody, or, you know, what is the true nature behind that?
Yeah, it's being burned in love and relationships. The true nature is that, you know, you have a paradigm that was created when you were a child, and whether that paradigm is that, you know, my father was a cheater, or, you know, my parents didn't have a great relationship, or a man leave you, or you know, whatever that paradigm is, that shows up in your relationship with your, you know, with your mate, with a man. And that continues over and over. And if you continue experiencing that in relationships over and over, then you're going to be a little gun-shy, right, to, once you're out of a relationship, to get back into it. And you're going to feel a little bitter, you know. You're going to blame men. You're going to blame circumstances that, you know, are outside of you. And what's important is to remember that, you know, life happens through you and not to you. So if you want to change anything, if you want to change your experience in any area of your life, you have to really take a look at what's going on internally. And that's where you begin to make the changes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I wanted to ask, because I know we were getting into the emotion of women. I wanted to just touch on real quick, because you have a lot of sisters, women who get out of a relationship. Maybe the man has broken up with them and broken off the relationship, and these women don't know how to move on. They're being very persistent, trying to push up on him and trying to change his mind, and can't let go. And their words are often, "I can't help it. I love him." What would you say about that?
Okay, so let me get this clear: the woman that is in love with a guy who is not interested in her.
And continues to,
you know, push it. You know, that's, again, going back to that relationship paradigm. Like, did you have a relationship with one of your caretakers that was like, you know, that push and pull relationship where you felt rejected? And you really, what it is that you're longing for that love that you didn't get, and showing up in that way, showing up in your relationships, right? So that's what is being reflected, is that you're craving love and connection. And usually what we do is we get into relationships as adults to try to heal the dysfunctional relationships we had with our parents.
Absolutely.
And so that's really what it is, and that's the root of it. And The good news is that you can change. You can have a completely different experience if you get to the root cause of what your individual paradigm is and you begin to shift it.
Okay. How long is the process of you bringing somebody to, you know, have had their heart broken and, you know, I don't want to get in another relationship and I'm not trusting men? How long is it the process of you bringing them back to wanting to be in a relationship and wanting to trust men again?
Well, you know, it's different for everyone, but I do have a couple of programs that I work with, and one of them is a 6-month program. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you picked up these limiting beliefs and these and all of these you know, things that are holding you back over a certain amount of time, and it wasn't overnight. So you need some time to really go in depth and make some deep shifts, deep and permanent shifts. So typically I work with women for about 6 months.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here. Only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
Stop this. baby, and stop this rainbow. And I know the things I've done you is wrong. I'm asking you to give me one more chance, just one more chance to prove to you. I said I know I was wrong. And I realize now, baby, and I realize now, baby, that love only comes once, and when it comes, you better grant. After that, it may not come no more. And I'm asking you, baby, 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 I'm asking you, baby. Sometimes when I look out at you, baby, I feel like I just wanna reach out. I just wanna reach out. I wanna reach out, baby. I just wanna reach out. I wanna reach out and And I just wanna ask you one thing, baby. And I just want to ask you one thing, baby. I just want to ask you one thing. I just want to ask you one thing. I just want to ask you one thing. One thing, baby. I want you to stop this rainbow in my.
Listen up, I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com. Back to Zero is a fictional story with a dash of reality. It's a tale about Anthony Thomas, a man who lost the most precious things in his life, starting with his first childhood love, Gloria. Tragedy soon followed after losing his mom to cancer, and shortly thereafter, he lost his wife, Lynn, and son, Junior, in a horrific car crash. With each traumatic incident, Anthony was branded, sending him back to zero. 30 years later, Anthony runs into Gloria, and the flames in their hearts are still burning. Gloria, now a law enforcement official who also comes with baggage, a psychotic husband named Wayne Anderson who is out of control. He too is a law enforcement official that's abusive, jealous, and an alcoholic. Wayne treats Gloria miserable. While snooping behind his wife, he finds out that she had research information concerning Anthony on the internet. Wayne goes into a rage of madness like a rabid dog because in his sick, twisted mind, he feels threatened and accuses Gloria of sleeping with Anthony. Often he would evict her from the house, but not realizing the night would come when he forces his wife straight into the arms of Anthony. After spending an intense, earth-shattering night of love-making, Gloria opens up and confesses to Anthony that she still loves him. Rekindling their relationship is dangerous, and Wayne will stop at nothing to make his wife and her first love's life a miserable hell while fighting his own demons. Wayne harbors a deep, dark, and deadly secret, one he thought he and only the devil knew. Find out what happens when Gloria uncovers the truth about her abusive, lawless husband's mysterious past. The devastation will bring the three of them together in an explosive confrontation. Find out the shocking secrets Wayne harbored and prepare yourself for who will pay the ultimate price for his lawless actions. Gail Delicious Johnson says, Back to Zero will take you where the law becomes the abuser. Order this fast-paced, action-packed field drama by best-selling author Gail Delicious Johnson from her web store at JJ Publishing. That's J-A-Y Publishing.com. Remember, abuse is never an option.
All right, we're back here, and that song that was played was, oh my goodness, I forgot the song that was played.
Gene Chandler.
It was Gene Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sorry, I am not here. Thank you, darling. Thank you. I'm not here, but I am here. But we're back with our guest, Sandra Fidelis, and she's a dating coach and speaker who, you know, helps high-achieving women recognize the absolute treasure that they are to their ideal man. Okay, we discussed a few things as far as what Sandra's into, and we're going to, you know, get a little deeper into what's going on. Now, this book that you co-authored, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Absolutely. It's
excuse me. For 1 second, sorry. I'm sorry. Rhea is with us this evening. Rhea, our special guest this evening is Sandra. Sandra Fidelis. I'm sorry. And Rhea is one of my co-hosts as well. Okay, Sandra, you can go on. I'm sorry.
Sure. The book was co-written by 11 authors. And we're all, you know, dating coaches, matchmakers, and experts and speakers in the dating niche. And we wrote this book because we wanted to show people how to attract a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody, there's 11 perspectives on it. And my particular chapter is called Be Magnetic to Mr. Right. And so I take women through a process where they do exactly what we talked about before. They get clear on what it is that has been creating their relationships, unfulfilling relationships. And then once they do that, then they can move forward and start figuring out who it is that they really want to be with, who they really want to attract, what are the qualities they really want. And so through this chapter, I take them through this step-by-step process. And in the end, we talk about, you know, what it is that men really are attracted to, and what it is that, you know, that makes a woman magnetic to a man, and how to cultivate those qualities. So it's really, you know, a guide as to, you know, how to attract a great guy.
Let me hear some background noise. Okay. Oh, okay. So you said it's 11 authors to this book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could you get together and collaborate like that, or was this done over the internet, or how did you guys really get this book together?
We were brought together by a coach based in Chicago, and some of us don't really know each other because some of us are based internationally. So actually tomorrow I'm flying to Chicago because we're having a little book launch and book signing, a little party for the book. So that's going to be in Chicago tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be meeting some of the authors then.
Oh, okay. So some of the authors you do know, and some of them you're going to be meeting Are these authors from Chicago, or is that just a meeting place?
No, they're all over the place, California, New York, I believe one in Switzerland. There are a couple international ones as well.
Wow, so all of you are going to meet in Chicago, just some of you?
Some of us.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds pretty good, you know, because I know of two young ladies who collaborated. They never met each other, but they wrote the book, John Holmes' biography. And, you know, it really was amazing how they did that. And I also know other authors who wrote a book that, you know, never met each other. But, you know, it's really good when you can get together and collaborate and put something out for the masses. Especially something that people can learn something from or something that people like to read as far as their genres of different books. So I commend you and congratulate you on that. And are you planning on writing any other books or, you know, collaborating with any other authors?
No, next book I write will probably be on my own.
Okay. So how long did it take the process of getting this book out?
Let's see. We began, I need to look back, but altogether it's probably about 4 months.
Oh, okay. That's not bad, being that, you know, everybody was coming from different places. And did you go with a traditional publisher, or how did you do that?
We self-published under the main woman. She we published under her publishing firm.
Oh, okay. Now, this next book you said you're going to write on your own. What is that book? Is that going to be a book about relationships, or what genre of book is that going to be about?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's so many topics. Right now I'm trying to narrow down what I'm going to be talking about. There's just so many things that are, you know, that women want to know about in terms of love and relationships and how to create better ones. So I don't have a topic nailed down, but I have a few things in mind that I'm thinking about.
Who came up with the title of this book?
What will be the title?
No, who came up with the title of Sexy Chic?
Oh, who came up with the title? This is actually a second compilation. The first one came out last year, and it was the main woman, the main compiler, who actually came up with the title. And it's a very, it's an amazing title, because people actually, when I tell them about the book, they think it's actually about sex. And it's, you know, there's some stuff in there about it, but it's mostly about attracting a relationship.
Okay. Now, if a couple were to come to you, would you have the same type of conversation with them if they were, like, having trouble in their relationship, or would you just coach the woman?
Generally, I do coach women. I have not worked with couples. So I would start with the woman. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, and I've heard many coaches who speak about, or who actually coach couples, that they usually work with the woman, because it only really takes one person for you to see, you know, a big shift in the relationship. It's really about how you are receiving your partner. And generally, like, you know, I don't want to stereotype here, but generally women are just more open to this type of personal development work. So I probably would start with the woman, because that's my audience anyway.
So you would tell the young man, sorry, but I only deal with women.
Yes.
Are your books self-help books, or are they? Is it like a little storyline to it, as like examples of?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a little story about, you know, there's my story, and there's stories about my clients and the results that they've gotten, and the changes that they've made in their lives. So, yeah, there's
okay.
some stories in there.
Great.
Let me tell everyone out there who's listening, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in because the time is winding down. That number is 646-652-2877. Again, the number is 646-652-2877. And if you guys have any questions for Sandra, feel free.
Absolutely.
I'm just glad I... I'm sorry, Jay.
Go ahead.
I'm just sorry that I didn't... I'm not sorry, but I'm glad I didn't need a coach like her. I finally found it on my own, this perfect, not perfect, but this husband of mine, after so many tries with others, I finally figured it out and didn't need a coach. But everybody isn't that blessed or lucky or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to, yeah, I just happened to hit it on the head, and it worked this last time.
Yeah, I think that what happens for some women is some of us, we learn from mistakes or errors and tribulations that we go through in life with relationships and our experiences with them, and then you have those that need guidance, and so yeah. So I think that that's where it comes at for the relationship coaches and stuff.
Yeah. Well, can you let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and where they can purchase your book?
Absolutely. The book is Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life, and it's on Amazon. And how they can get in touch with me is through my website, sandrafidelis.com. That's Sandra, FIDELIS.com. And I have a free gift that I'd like to gift everybody. It is a it's called the Ultimate Dating Confidence Gift Pack, and you're gonna get an ebook that shows you the 10 signs that he's totally into you and the 10 signs that he's not into you. And in addition to this ebook, you're gonna get a guided meditation that is called the Ultimate Dating Confidence Guided Meditation. So you can pop that in before a date to feel more confident. Mm-hmm. And you can get both of those gifts at sandrafidelis.com/confidence.
Confidence, you said?
Yes, /confidence.
Oh, okay, all right. Love three things. Well, do you have any closing remarks, Sandra, you'd like to make?
I'd like to say that, you know, no matter what your past experience has been in relationships, you can always create something different. You know, like one of our co-hosts has said, it took her a while to find somebody, but, you know, she figured it out. And it doesn't matter what you've experienced in the past. It does not mean that you are doomed to repeat these unfulfilling relationships for the rest of your life.
Right.
Absolutely. That's
a great conclusion. That is the truth. Well, we're getting ready to get out of here. We have a great big round of applause for being our super duper guest this evening.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'm hearing some background noise there, but can you let us know once again how people can get in touch with you, Sandra?
I'm sorry?
Can you let everybody know once again how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. It's sandrafidelis.com. That's Sandra, FIDELIS.com. And the free gift is at sandrafidelis.com/confidence.
All right, you heard that. Right, any free gifts, you're supposed to go get them. So go to sandrafidelis.com/confidence and pick up your free gift, because I certainly am. I love free gifts. Okay, my co-host is starting with you, Jay. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you.
They can get in touch with us every Thursday night, where Miss Delicious is my co-host on Erotic Talk Radio. And we also have a group page on Facebook, Erotic Talk Radio, and also on Google Plus. We have a community group there that's Erotic Talk Radio, and that's how you can get a hold of us. Thank you.
All right, Jadino.
Oh, yeah, you know, you can get me on Facebook under Jadino Blasco. Also, you can reach me on j.dinoblasco@gmail.com. And YouTube, I'm all over the place. I got some big projects coming up.
Yes, he does. He's a multi-talented guy, very good at what he does. Okay, Terry, do you want to let everybody know what you do?
I'm a novice writer. I've started my first little pamphlet, and I'm trying to learn more. And you can find me on Facebook at TERRIE, New Attitude Brown /Cox. And if you want to look at some really good food, I cook well, and I put all my meals on Facebook.
All right. I love it. Okay.
I can feel my eyes up.
Okay, Rhea?
I can be reached on Facebook. I primarily do book reviews, and I'm in the process of getting back to a normal routine. I've been on a hiatus for a while, and the best place to reach me is at Rhea Alexis M. Banks on Facebook.
Well, all right, everybody, you know, Bringing Sexy Back is for the mature listening audience. Our subject matter is something sexual, but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, Sandra, and you, our listening audience. If you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And in the subject line, type topic or guest. We're here every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, giving you guys the best guests and adult conversations on Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me. Remember, Bringing Sexy Back does not mean you've lost your sexy. Bringing Sexy Back is a state of mind, how you perceive yourself. Thank you, Jay, Terry, Jadino, Rhea, for being my co-host this evening and getting me through this evening, you know, knowing the difficulty time that I'm trying to handle. I do appreciate you guys, and I love you so much for sticking by me and, you know, being here with me every Wednesday. You know, make sure you tell people that you love them. Tell strangers, anybody, because it's good, you know, a person may need to just hear that. And I want to send my condolences out to Christina, Miss Kane Brown, who passed away. I think it was the day or yesterday, but in any event, you know, just let people know that you love them. And I want to, you know, let you also know, don't drink and drive. And if you're driving, don't drink. I love talking to you, not about you, you know. And like I always tell you guys, I love you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because God put me here to give love and to be love. And I want to do what God wants me to do. And I want to love everybody. So with that being said, good night, everybody, and have a beautiful weekend. Love
you
guys.
Thank you,
Bill. Good night.
Okay, yes.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.